And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 13th of September, 2009. It was on this day in 1998, Maureen Dowd published a column that went on to win the Pulitzer Prize for Distinguished Commentary. It was all about the Clinton impeachment. And it began, "The president must not lose his job, not over this." Certainly Bill Clinton should be deeply ashamed of himself. He has given a bad name to adultery and lying. He has made wickedness seem pathetic, and that's truly a sin. Kenneth Starr, all these years and all these millions later, has not delivered impeachable offenses. He has delivered a 445-page Harold Robbins novel. If we're going to dump our president, it should be for something big and bold and black and original, not for the most tired story ever told. Middle-aged, married man, has affair with frisky and adoring young office girl. Man hints to girl he might be single again in 3 or 4 years. Man gets bored with girl and dumps her. Girl cries and rants and threatens and tells 11 people what a creep he is. She wrote the column 8 months after the scandal first appeared in the media. President Clinton had been the defendant in a sexual harassment civil lawsuit brought by Paula Jones, a former Arkansas State employee, which was dismissed before it went to trial. And during a deposition, while the lawsuit was active, President Clinton was asked questions about sexual relationships he allegedly had with other young female government employees, including Monica Lewinsky. And under oath, he denied sexual relations with Lewinsky. The judge ended up dismissing the Paula Jones lawsuit, and Monica Lewinsky was transferred from the White House to the Pentagon, where she confided in a co-worker, Linda Tripp, about her relationship with Clinton. Linda Tripp told a literary agent about it and began secretly recording her phone conversations with Lewinsky, in which Lewinsky talked about it, even as in public she was denying the relationship, and she'd signed a legal affidavit swearing she did not have a physical relationship with Bill Clinton. When Linda Tripp learned of Lewinsky's affidavit, she turned the tapes of her phone conversations with Lewinsky over to Kenneth Starr, who was investigating Clinton on real estate investments. He threatened to prosecute Lewinsky for perjury and obstructing justice, then offered her an immunity deal if she'd testify before the grand jury. She agreed to that. She turned over the famous stained blue dress to Kenneth Starr, the stains that contained Bill Clinton's DNA. Clinton testified for the grand jury from the White House in August. In December, the House of Representatives issued articles of impeachment. The impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate started on January the 7th, 1999, and lasted for 21 days. Clinton was acquitted on both counts and remained president. During the same period of the Lewinsky scandal, Hugo Chavez was elected president of Venezuela. The euro was established, and the Chinese government announced it was restricting usage of the Internet. Here's a poem for today by Linda Gregg, "Summer in a Small Town." When the men leave me, they leave me in a beautiful place. It is always late summer. When I think of them now, I think of the place and being happy alone afterwards. This time it's Clinton, New York. I swim in the public pool at 6 when the other people have gone home. The sky is gray, the air hot. I walk back across the mown lawn, loving the smell and the houses so completely it leaves my heart empty. Summer in a Small Town by Linda Gregg, from All of Its Singing, New and Selected Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.